Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? TGIF, thank God I'm free. It's the Everyday Saturday Show on a Friday, getaway day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. October 28th, it's Sam Crowley. We're fired up. Can you tell? Just finished an awesome Facebook Live. I'm Facebook Live-ing it every day. Are you even watching? What are you doing? Go to facebook.com/everydayisSaturday. That's the fan page. A, like the page. B, watch all the free content. Amazing video. The most amazing video you're ever going to see online for entrepreneurial mindset, marketing, and money training. And then, hey, let's hang out. This show is sponsored by Your Dream. Let me take you back to 2004. You're going to laugh. So wherever you are right now, if you're at happy hour, sit back, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the story. I was just thinking about this morning, and wow, how far my life has come. I was running the division here in Cincinnati. It's 2004. I just get the job, and the Japanese contingent come in. I can't even describe why I was entertaining 20 or so people from Japan. Mainly, it was all men. And they were like our partner, something like that. I don't even recall what it was. But anyway, they were our partner company in Japan. Let's just say that. We did consulting for them. I think that's what it was. Anyway. They were being hosted by our headquarters, team in Dayton up the road about an hour, a bunch of stuffed shirts, you know, whining and dining them. And then during the day, they were in these exhaustive conferences. So I was charged with showing them around our division for just one day. That's it. They said, Crowley, just don't do any damage. We're massaging this relationship one day. And by the way, how does all of this fit into every day is Saturday? I don't know. You tell me. So let me know how it all fits in. I think it fits in because this is when I realized I didn't want to do this job anymore. And when you figure out there's something in life when you know at the point, there's an intersection in life when you know that what you don't want to do. It's just as important, if not more, to know what it is you don't want to do in life because then you end up getting away from it. This was when I kind of had my epiphany. One of the times I had my epiphany, and you'll soon see why. You see what this is going, right? Me being trusted with 20 Japanese businessmen. I mean, come on now. So they arrive in the morning, and we do a business card exchange. And those of you listening in Japan, I know we have listeners in Japan, you can vouch for me. When you exchange business cards with the Japanese, it is like a ceremony. I mean, you look at the business card, you study the front, you study the back, and then you hold on to it. You never ever put the business card in your back pocket like most people do at events here in the U.S. That is a complete sign of disrespect. Like, up yours, Mr. Japanese man. So we were doing the business card exchange, and we got this drilled into us the whole day before. We had like a three-hour prep meeting on how to welcome the Japanese contingent. I was like, oh, cool. And I was half in and half out of the meeting the day before. I was going 1,000 different directions, stressed out. You get the deal, right? So I wasn't even paying attention. But I'm like, yeah, I got it. You sure you got it? Yeah, I got it. Okay, don't embarrass us. Oh, why are you telling me that? So we do the business card exchange the next morning. It was 9 o'clock. Beautiful September morning. I mean, it was fall in the air. It was 55 degrees and sunny in the morning, 68 degrees and sunny in the afternoon. And I was charged also with taking them to dinner that night. So, hey, so let me get to the business card exchange. So the business card exchange starts at 9 a.m., and we walk into our conference room, and there's six or so of us managers here in Cincinnati, and there was 20 Japanese. And we stood there, and each Japanese business person gave us their business card, and we gave them ours. I didn't even know where my business cards were. I had to find them, like, behind my socks in the middle drawer of my desk. And I gave, you know, we started exchanging business cards. First guy comes in, says, gives me his business card, says hello in Japanese. I don't know how to do that. I can't remember exactly what it was. Not sayonara. Oh, you guys know this. Konnichiwa? I don't know. Anyway, he looks at my business card and says, oh, Crowley-san. And right then, it struck me. Freaking Karate Kid, man. Everybody gets a son on the end of their name. Like, Daniel-san, wax defense, Daniel-san, paint defense, wax the floor, paint defense, wax on, wax off. And so I'm like, I'm really digging this now because I'm totally putting myself in Karate Kid mode. Like, if I had a white bandana, I would have put it on right then. I'm like, I am so fired up. You called me Crowley-san. I mean, it took me right back to when I was fighting in Karate Kid. I know I wasn't in Karate Kid, but I felt like I was at 13 years old in a movie theater. So they get through the business. He gives me his business card. I look at him like, oh, blah, 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 I don't know his name. Put it in my back pocket. Next person comes, gives me a business card. Oh, Crowley-san. Studies it front to back, back to front. He gives me his. I put it in the back pocket. You see where this is going, right? Buddy nudges me. Our operations manager says, well, you're putting all of them in the back pocket. I'm like, oh, God, I put them in the back pocket. So I slowly reach my right hand into my right back pocket and start to gradually take each one of them out, hoping nobody's looking when everybody is looking. Oh, that went over like a lead balloon. I had to apologize. I'm like, oh, geez, it back. Can you believe it? And then I made more of a joke out of it, and it just added more. And then the icing on the cake, the last guy comes up, and he says, oh, Rowley. I'm like, what? He goes, Rowley. I thought he said cowboy. I go, you're a cowboy? We got ourselves a cowboy in here, everybody. Woo! Get that lasso out. Let's rock it. I said, damn, this is great. Got a cowboy. And nobody laughed. Not anybody from our team. Certainly not anybody from Japan. And the guys look at me like, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. I go, I said, you're a cow. You said you were a cowboy. He said, no. I said, Rowley. Like, as in Crowley. I go, oh, Crowley. You said Crowley. Oh, I thought you said cowboy. Like, we got ourselves a cow. Yeah. So then that went over horribly. And this is why I kind of wasn't cut out to be a corporate guy. This is how you know where you should be in life. Fast forward, get through the day, bunch of meetings. Meetings are my kryptonite. It's like watching paint dry. I dazed out. I was thinking about middle school when, you know, back in Bradford. Then I'm thinking about our softball team at the time. I'm thinking about the Bengals. Who do they play in that weekend? Not even in the meetings. And so we go to dinner. And before we go to dinner, I take these guys down to Head First, which is a bar right next door to our building. And it was me, our team of about 6 or 7 people, and the 20 Japanese. All the Japanese have like these $2,000 suits on. And so we're walking into the bar. And you know, you probably don't even know the bar I'm talking about, because of course you wouldn't. You don't live in Cincinnati, most likely. You've never been to Head First. I don't even think it's open anymore. But on the ceiling of Head First is a bunch of women's bras and underwear. And women who go there leave their bra and underwear behind. And it's no big deal to us. We were pretty much sanitized by it because we had been going there for happy hour for 10 years. I mean, literally, it's where you go after every night after work for a beer and you leave. I was completely numb that there were bra and underwear hanging from the ceiling. We walk in and every one of these Japanese guys starts looking up like there's Godzilla's up on the rooftop. I'm like, oh, that's nice, huh? That wasn't too stereotypical profiling, was it? Using Godzilla with Japanese. So they look up, and I'm like, oh, no. And a buddy of mine hits me again. He's like, you did it again. Why would we bring them here? I go, why did you let me bring them here? He goes, I didn't even realize it. I didn't even dawn on me that you would bring them here until we walked in. And I go, oh, my God. So I order drinks as fast as I can, and I start drinking faster than anybody. And these guys are all like, oh, look it up there. Oh, bra and underwear. And I'm like, oh. And now the sweat is just coming down like I'm in a sauna. And finally, these guys loosened up a little bit. One guy moseyed on over to the jukebox. Remember jukeboxes? Puts a quarter in and plays a little John Cougar, you know? I mean, it's like, yeah, wow, we're getting loose. But like 90 minutes in, we're doing shots and drinks. I mean, these guys, the ties are undone. I'd never seen them with their tie undone. And they're kind of, you know, tapping their toe a little bit. Hey, we got ourselves some movement. Now they're going, oh, Crowley-san. Everybody's yelling Crowley-san shots, bonsai. I mean, it was awesome. awesome. But my buddy is like, this isn't going to end well. I go, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I tend to think right now we're 50-50, man. We still got dinner. I think we're 50-50. We got to end this on a high note. So we go to dinner at a fancy schmancy place. Long story short, they loved Head First. They loved the bar. I mean, it was a nasty bar. They loved it, okay? Now we go to dinner at this fancy, dancy place, you know, with the host and the maitre d', they got the tux and everything. I don't even know. I can't remember the name of it. They would never serve me there now. But anyway, we go there on the company's dime, and everybody sits in the big. We had our own private room, and we exchanged presents before dinner. And we got them a gift. I don't know what it was. It was already wrapped. They got me a gift. It was origami, and it was something else, and it was this. About five different gifts because I was the lead dog, man. The Everyday Saturday guy was the lead dog. So they got me like all the gifts, and all the managers, first level guys, got pens or something. But I was like, and I was feeling good. I mean, this is back when I could throw them back, you know. So I had a lot of beers and shots up until this point. So then we have dinner. And I'm like, I got to end this on a high note. And my buddy's like, please don't. I go, I got to give a speech. He goes, you are in no shape to speak. I said, I got to give a speech. I said, I got it. Haiku. He said, what? I said, haiku. He goes, what? You don't even know what. I think it's 575. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. I go, I got to think of a haiku. I'm going to crush it. And so anyway, the protocol was Japanese contingent, the lead dog, the highest ranking official, gets up, gives a speech thanking us for hosting them and excited about our relationship together. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So he gets up and ding, 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 hits the spoon against the glass. I'd like to give a speech. And he gave great speech in English. He thanked me and our team and Cincinnati and blah, 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 and America. And I love America and I'm excited about where we're going. And he wasn't feeling anything either. This guy was three sheets to the wind. I mean, we had a great time. I go, this is it, bub. Here we go. He goes, don't do it. I said, I'm doing it. He goes, don't do it. I said, I'd like to, ding, 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 like to give a toast, but I'd like to perform a haiku. And my buddy whispers, he goes, perform? I go, I don't know if it's perform. Do you perform haiku? I think so. I said, they're like, oh, Crowley-san, Crowley-san, haiku, Crowley-san, haiku. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Thank you for coming. That was five. It's nice to have you with us. Seven. We wish you the best. Five. Silence. 575. Is it amazing? 11 years later, I still remember the flip. 12 years later, I still remember the flipping haiku I did. There was no response. And then all of a sudden, Crowley-san, and they stood up. And my buddy's like, only you, dude. Only. The place was going nuts. I mean, all 20 of them going crazy. They were drunk, screaming, Crowley-san. The moral of this story, I had an amazing time. I mean, I was in my own. But then I got home. The next morning, I woke up slightly hungover. And I said, "That I can't do this anymore, man. That was fun. But I know what I like to do. I like to entertain. I like to speak. But I don't want to be confined." I knew I was going to catch holy H-E double hockey stick Monday morning. But the good news is I was on a week's vacation starting the following Monday. So senior management couldn't get at me for 10 days. Doesn't mean they still didn't call me. But for 10 days, they called. Hey, how'd it go? We're getting some, you know, took them to Head First, bras and underwear. You're doing haiku. What happened? I'm just catching back. Oh, you know what? It's a good time. Good time. Long story short, we signed a long-term agreement with them. They loved the best part of their trip to the United States, because they went other places, not just Ohio, was Cincinnati. And then following week, I was on vacation, found the Quiznos and the want ads, classified, and put an offer on it, and the rest is history. Went broke. Went broke. Oh, I hope you got entertained. The moral of the story really is, this is like my fourth moral of the story, don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take life seriously. Laugh. Can we all laugh? Laugh and love, man. Laugh and love. Speaking of which, go to edislive.com. Come on board to the Everyday Saturday Academy. You want to laugh? You want to learn? You want to have a good time? You want to partay at my live event coming up in February? Get on board. It's all included when you go to edislive.com. Oh, man, I love it. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.